Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Cobra is now in control of America. Anyone criticizing the illustrious great federal government will be permanently detained. Forced inoculations are the order of the day. Go Cobra!
We are live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday edition, worldwide broadcast. It's like our government is run by some cartoon or comic book bad guys. Now, it's one thing for the crooks up in D.C. to pass a law saying they can secretly arrest citizens and put the army on the streets and do all of this. It's another thing to actually implement it. Now, they have implemented a lot of it, and that's the problem. But now it's going to really start to wake people up as they see regular army, TSA, you name it, on the streets. And now when you drive up to Marines with sidearms wanting to do a sobriety checkpoint, you say, isn't this against the law? They'll be like, get out of the car. We're doing this for your safety. No, you're not. You're doing this as a PSYOP rollout to suppress the population during the controlled collapse of this nation. The traitors have publicly seized the government, just like a hijacker seizes an aircraft. And if you can't see that, the military people, the police, and others, you're going to be just like the Germans who went along with Hitler's orders, or the Soviets, the communists who went along with the orders of Stalin. And undoubtedly, we are a very immoral, demonic country. No one can deny that. Fed a steady diet of debauchery and murder and mayhem. And a lot of people think it's cute and fun, and they give people nice little cover stories for what they're doing. But if you scratch one micron beneath the surface, if you scratch beneath the surface at any level, you will see right there in your face absolute tyranny. You know, I'm not really an obsessive compulsive person, but once you get used to something, you get used to it. And the History Channel was in here yesterday, and they did an interview right here, and I just noticed all of this is in the wrong place. It's driving me crazy. So during the break, let's put these monitors and the live light and my control box and everything back, please. You guys, I'm sure, know where everything goes, so we can get that fixed here. Oh, boy. I want to try to be calm today, which we know is next to near impossible for me to do. And I want to go over all the news we have here in front of us. And then I do want to take your calls. And we don't have a guest until the middle of the transmission, about an hour and a half from now. Nomi Prinz is joining us, former managing director at Goldman Sachs. She got out like a decade ago and began exposing what was coming with the derivatives collapse. She's going to be joining us, the always informative and lovely Nomi Prinz. I keep getting emails saying it's Naomi. No, it's Nomi, N-O-M-I, Nomi Prinz, Nomi Prinz. She will be joining us, and we always have our Friday visit with the one, the only, Bob Chapman. But today I really do, interspersed with important news and analysis, want to make it about your phone calls. So it'll be pretty much financial questions or comments for Bob Chapman when he's on. And we will take a lot of calls here today. A lot of them. I want to go to break, come back, mention some of the news, and give the number out. But we're going to be taking your calls today and going over everything that is unfolding. They have passed the indefinite detention bill 93-7. We have the announcements of austerity. The power prices will be roughly doubled in the next few years nationwide, and they're going to just be cut the power out total. El Ceausescu in Romania said he had plenty of power. He just liked to teach folks you don't get power all the time. That's the same thing here. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Hey everybody, Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the 4 major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Friday, the second day of December 2011, and we're going to be live here for the next 3 hours. It's an amazingly important transmission. Each and every day, the information just gets more and more hardcore. The corrupt private corporate mafia world government uncloaks itself more and more. Our job, quite frankly, becomes easier and easier by the day. And that is to wake up the population to the fact that hardcore, classical tyranny with a high-tech integrated overlay is upon us, and the tyrants are so arrogant, there are thousands of white papers and handbooks and publications going back 50, 60, 70 years and right through to current dates admitting what they're going to do. And that's what's so frustrating. Last Sunday and this Monday, I read from different Alvin and Heidi Toffler books that Newt Gingrich wrote the forewords to. He calls for global government. He calls for an end of America. He calls for an end of the family. He calls for the new age, higher consciousness. And he doesn't mean a real higher awakening or consciousness. He means their weird Illuminati version of that, the counterfeit. And despite all that, despite the fact he supported NAFTA, GATT, gun control, open borders, total amnesty, government-run health care. I mean, he is like Al Gore on steroids, carbon taxes. But he says, I'm the most conservative. And he is the candidate of Fox News. Fox News, I was doing an analysis over the last few days and went and looked up the numbers, has given him more coverage than any other candidate. And the coverage has been overwhelmingly positive. The other night I watched an hour-long love fest with Sean Hannity and Newt Gingrich. And there's no doubt these polls are a fraud saying he's the front runner. Ron Paul has been number one, number two, or number three in every straw poll, every scientific poll. And when he wins first, second, or third place, they just don't list him on CNN, CNBC, MSNBC, Fox. Unified power structure. They want to give you controlled left or controlled right choices that at the end of the day, final equation, are bought and paid for by the very same interest. You've got Mitt Romney, basically a clone of Newt Gingrich, just not as evil. I've studied both men. Newt Gingrich is dangerous. He talks about he's destined to be president. He told the Washington Post, I look to overturn the world political system to change the world. I mean, that's a dangerous guy. Mitt Romney's like an Obama teleprompter reader, social climber, corporate sellout. I mean, if you gave him a memo to throw his mom off a cliff, he'd probably do it, but it would be because there was a process and he was told it was okay and he wouldn't be happy about it. He's horrible. Absolutely horrible. Rick Perry, absolutely horrible. But compared to Newt Gingrich, there's not normally a lesser of two evils. But I will tell you, Barack Obama is better than Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is pure evil. He is an actual Illuminist. He said he is. He's made the statements. Newt Gingrich is a member of the Illuminati. I can say definitively here. He is a toady who is hateful and vicious and narcissistic that has been allowed into the Bilderberg Group and the highest levels of the New World Order. And he's somebody they like. Now, I'm already digressing. We've got incredible news and information here. But Ron Paul, look at how he was given 89 seconds in the CBS debate, basically banned from it. They just didn't want to outright ban him because that would have given him more attention. On average, he's given 2 minutes and 14 seconds if you average all the debates together. Other candidates are given on average about 7. People like Mitt Romney, Newt Gingrich, more than 10, sometimes more than 12. You can go look at the numbers. They've been broken down on each one. They've done indexes, boiling them all down. We've posted the articles at Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com as they come out. You've seen them. They've done big scientific studies, and we've linked to them, where major universities have found, yes. Major statistical analysis firms have found, yes. Scientifically, he gets the least amount of attention, unless you count Gary Johnson, who's completely blacked out. And the attention he does get is negative. Now, that's one issue. The other issue with Ron Paul is that even if you don't support him, this is an example of the media choosing for you who you can choose from. They're like, you can choose from these horses, but all the horses are owned by the same mafia. And the jockeys have been told to pull a fast one and to basically throw the race. And the globalists will gauge public opinion, and they'll decide, will the public be suckered better by 4 more years of Obama? Or will they be suckered by Newt Gingrich? Or will they be suckered by Rick Perry? Any of them could surge back to life at any time. I told you weeks ago, Herman Cain is a liar. Herman Cain is a liar, and it's come out now he is a liar. And I hear mainline conservatives all over talk radio defending him, saying, hey, don't convict him by hearsay. Convict him by hearsay, he settled sexual harassment suits. That's one thing. But then it gets worse. For 14 years, he was giving a woman money because he was her friend. And only gullible moron Republican mainline voters would buy that. Oh, she was my friend. I didn't do anything with her. I just gave her money and paid for her rent. I mean, he's publicly her sugar daddy. He's publicly has her as his mistress, his side dish, his extra thing, his strange, whatever you want to call it. And he sits there on Fox News and on television all over the place saying she was just a friend. And he is so obviously lying. I mean, his wife didn't know. And for almost 14 years, he's paying her rent and giving her money. Oh, yeah. And he went on to say, I give money to people that are poor in my church. He spends it. And I heard neocons all over national and local radio going, how loving, it's just like his church. I heard one local host going, he said it's like his church. You know, at our church, women come in needing money mainly. I'm just sure he was just helping her. Oh, sure. Uh-huh. That's like these Obama supporters who still say, well, he's going to get me a free car and free health care and a free house and everything's going to be free. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And is a Lucky Charms creature, leprechaun, going to pop up in your backyard this Sunday and give you a pot of gold? Look, it ain't happening, okay? And it's a nation of children. A lot of us are awake, but there's still a nation of children who a guy can sit there. I mean, I watched Herman Cain lie over and over again on other issues. And he would lie so well that I'd say, I better go double check that just in case my memory failed. And I'd go look, check it out, and he'd be a complete liar. What do you expect, folks? He headed up one of the most powerful Federal Reserve regional bank systems in the nation. Arguably the number two position, or number three, depending on how you look at it. Dallas may be number two. The point is, Kansas City head. Herman Cain was the head of a giant Pillsbury division, which is absolutely skull and bones run. Herman Cain was planted in Bill Clinton debates and Bill Clinton town halls back in the 1990s. I mean, Herman Cain has always been there. And the fact that we're even talking about him is incredible. Now, getting back to Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is a would-be tyrant, guaranteed. You can look in his eyes. You can look at his actions. You can look at everything he's ever done and his messianic complex. He is uber, uber, uber bad news. I can't stand Obama and the people he represents. But if he was to stay in office, can you imagine him trying to get things through with as lame duck as he is and as hated and mistrusted as he is? You give him a fresh Newt Gingrich in there, guaranteed stage terror attack like 9/11, guaranteed World War III, guaranteed. Newt Gingrich is burning with evil energy. And works and lies and twisting. Okay? I'm telling you. Danger, Will Robinson. Danger, danger, danger. I can take one look at him and my discernment, three alarm fire. I mean, just red flag, sirens, red alert, like in Star Trek. I mean, the minute I take one look at him, because normally these presidents are just puppets. But you get somebody in there like him, he will get around him the worst elements of the New World Order. And these guys who are already so arrogant, so chutzpah-filled, so full of bravado, macho, whatever you want to call it, hubris, they're already making 40-to-1, 100-to-1 bets with your bank accounts, with your dollar, with your future. They don't need another guy wildly confident in there like Newt Gingrich. Newt Gingrich is a sadistic psychopath. Now, and a congenital liar. Now, I'm done talking about it. I just wanted to point out that Ron Paul, that we've caught him cheating him in the polls. They're cheating him in the polls again. Do you really believe he's 15 points, 12 points? No. And we come back, we're going to get into the latest on Israel, huge developments there, Syria, the economy, and the evil, unbelievably wicked 100% un-American bill that passed last night.
From the shattered Rust Belt come the Lost Vegas.
Now, also available in digital format at Amazon and iTunes worldwide.
Don't come calling when your walls start falling down.
Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas on 180 gram vinyl and mastered especially for vinyl by legendary audio engineer Steve Hall. Life Before the Collapse by the Lost Vegas.
The Lost Vegas.
Now available at Amazon.com
and iTunes.
HempUSA.org brings you pure Camu Berry Powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown Camu Berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order Camu Berry Powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Burglars love easy targets, like a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television, so from outside it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, comes with AC adapter, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95. So get one for you and give one or more for Christmas. Now through Christmas, get free standard shipping on any quantity fake TV purchase. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. Faketv.com, the burglar deterrent.
What they say can't be done. We've got a long way to go and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just like no bandit run. Keep your foot hard on the pedal.
Never mind the brakes.
Let it all hang out, cause we got to run today.
I love how this song ends.
The boys are thirsty in Atlanta, and there's beer.
Smokey's got his ears on.
Bring it back, no matter what.
And he's hot on your trail, and he ain't going to rest till you're in jail. So you gotta dodge him, you gotta duck him, you gotta keep that diesel trucking.
We've got a long way to go, and a short time to get there. I'm eastbound, just watch old bandit run.
Alright, let me just...
song it before I get into this news with people. If you're tuning in for the first time, you're saying, what on earth is this guy talking about? I want you to listen to me very, very carefully. This is an extremely life and death situation we face, okay? There is a private world government. There is a new world order. Remember you heard folks talk about that in the last 20, 30 years? You laughed at them. You made fun of them. They said there'd be three global regions and megabanks, and they would bankrupt the nation states and consolidate power into a one world government whose goal was to take private property, disarm the public, and then break up families, and then reduce population. And then you notice that on that timeline, everything the old-timers told you that you laughed at has happened. Turns out the old-timers were actually listening to members of Congress. It turns out the old-timers were actually reading declassified documents. It turns out they actually knew what was going on. There were people who learned of this strategic plan a long time ago and tried to stop it. Now, it's into the latter phases where things are going to start getting really, really nasty. Now, I'll get into the indefinite detention bill passing at the start of the next segment. I'll get into former Mossad chief Israel attack on Iran must be stopped to avert catastrophe. Texas could face rolling blackouts next year, report says. And by the way, you can duplicate this in every state in the union. This is just the Austin American Statesman due to carbon taxes and carbon regulations. The White House actually attacked us earlier in the year when Drudge linked to our article pointing out that last Christmases and last January and February power outages were because they shut down power plants. The next round of closures is this year, at the end of the year, start of next. And they're admitting power prices will double, and you're going to have rolling blackouts a lot of the time, which is the plan. It's an incredible article, and I want to read it because it's got the, quote, environmentalists, who are really just mafia groups seizing power, seizing the energy infrastructure. If you wanted to seize a country, you'd seize its energy. And their select lobbyist groups and companies like General Electric are all exempt. I'm going to get into that. But I wanted to finish up here with the situation with Ron Paul and Newt Gingrich. If this country gets a Newt Gingrich, heaven help us. I mean, that will just be a curse upon a curse. He has said he will use the indefinite detention bill to arrest citizens. He's called for censorship over people that criticize military operations. He thinks you don't have a right as a citizen to criticize military operations. They tested this a few years ago, and they even had the Attorney General of California, who was a Democrat at the time, right at the start of the Iraq war, threatened to arrest protesters, saying that the war is against terror. If you protest, you're aiding terrorists. We will arrest you. That was in the Oakland newspaper. I'll never forget it. And then I went and found the video clip of him on the news saying it. So they want to do this, and they're going to do it by successive approximation, by inchworming, by incremental moves. Now, going back to Ron Paul and how he's being censored, how he is the top-tier candidate, the only one. There's always new ones coming forward, and then people find out about him, and then they sink back into the polls. You've seen it with Herman Cain. You're seeing it with other people like Perry. Only Ron Paul stayed up there in the top three. And they've got others who work for Obama, like Huntsman and others, waiting in the back. They may bring them out as the savior. And the public's like, will you save me? Oh, you're bad. Oh, will you save me? Same thing with Obama. But now it's being reported by Reason.com. Republican Jewish Coalition bars Ron Paul from presidential debate, saying he's too misguided and extreme because he's not accepting an attack on Iran. He is banned from the debate. Newt Gingrich, Herman Cain, Michelle Bachmann, John Huntsman with 1% of the vote. Rick Perry, Mitt Romney, Santorum. They'll all be there, but not Ron Paul. Funny. Over 60% in the polls I've seen in Israel are against a strike on Iran. And here's Haaretz, former Mossad chief, the one Netanyahu got rid of earlier this year. Israel attack on Iran must be stopped to avert catastrophe. That's a quote. So see, I mean, this is so amazing. I'll finish up with this when we get back on the other side.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Can Heart and Body Extract help with other ailments besides heart conditions, high blood pressure, clogged arteries, or unbalanced cholesterol? It did for Karen.
I've been using Heart and Body Extract for approximately 2 weeks. I've had an earwax buildup problem for many years, with over-the-counter stuff not working at all. I have very poor hearing due to this earwax buildup. Well, after 2 weeks of taking Heart and Body Extract, my earwax buildup almost completely cleared up. Could this be the effect of better body circulation?
Heart and Body Extract is an effective 100% organic nutritional supplement specially formulated to allow your body to heal itself.
My hearing is almost completely back to normal. I'm amazed.
Order by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for long and healthy life.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. This holiday season, more than half of our nation is in need of help due to the shattered economy. So now is the time to express the holiday spirit more than ever. Consider helping those you love with the most important gift, a supply of delicious, easy-to-fix, and very storable foods from eFoodsDirect.com. Their holiday gift and family packs start at $99 for a 16-day supply, while their 5-week supply of quick and easy-to-fix meals includes a personal backpack in case of a grab-and-go emergency. Order their combo gift pack, and you'll save hundreds, plus get free shipping on your entire order. Call eFoods today at 800-409-5633 or visit them online at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex to find the special. That's 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
Oh, cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Cinnamon, where you gonna run to? Where you gonna run to? All on that day, will I run to the rock?
All right, continuing here. Thank you for joining us, Alex Jones, your host here. If you're a new listener, I'll be back, by the way, live this Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time for the Sunday edition of the transmission. Looking at what's happening with Congressman Ron Paul, Republican Jewish Coalition bars Ron Paul from presidential debate, saying he's too misguided and extreme. Paul was not invited to attend the RJC's Candidates Forum that's going to be on national television. The organization, as it has stated numerous times in the past, rejects his misguided and extreme views that are similar to George Washington's, said RJC Executive Director Matt Brooks. He's just so far outside the mainstream of Republican Party and this organization. And I guess it's true. The mainline Republican Party is a larcenous, traitorous, un-American group of criminals, publicly insider trading, and voting 93-7, almost every Republican in the Senate, and almost every Democrat, for indefinite detention of Americans, the end of posse comitatus, troops climbing all over us, something they've been planning forever, and now they're getting us right up to the total implosion. Just an absolute criminal group, And you know what? It's true. It is true that Ron Paul is outside the Republican mainstream. If he was in Soviet Russia under Lenin or Stalin, he'd be outside the mainstream. If he was in the Aztec kingdom 1,000 years ago, he'd be outside the mainstream. If he was in Pol Pot's Khmer Rouge, Cambodia 20 years ago, he'd be outside the mainstream. If he was in Nazi Germany in 1940, he'd be outside the mainstream. It's you people that are out of control. And everybody's got to do exactly what the corrupt politicos say, who are just bubbling over with arrogance and megalomaniacal confidence. You people are going to destroy us. He's just so far outside the mainstream of the Republican Party and his organization, Brooks said. Inviting Paul to attend would be like inviting Barack Obama to speak. And they went on to criticize his stance on not attacking Iran and other issues. Funny, I happen to have an article here out of Haaretz, or Haaretz, depending on how you pronounce it, one of the big Israeli newspapers. Former Mossad chief, Israeli attack on Iran must be stopped to avert catastrophe. And for folks out there public school educated like myself, that means a gigantic, horrible, multifaceted disaster. And for those even dumber, disaster means really horrible situation. A lot of people hurt. But this would be a man-made disaster. Former Mossad chief Meir Dagan warned last night against an Israeli attack on Iran, saying such a move would likely lead to a regional war involving Hezbollah, Hamas, and Syria. I'm concerned about possible mistakes, and I prefer to speak out before there is a catastrophe, Dagan said in an interview on the Israeli television program UVDA. I think that engaging with open eyes in a regional war is warranted only when we are under attack or when the sword is already cutting against our live flesh. It is not an alternative that we should choose lightly. Dagan stressed that though he cannot predict how many casualties an attack on Iran would yield, he said, I have to assume that the level of destruction, paralysis of everyday life, and Israeli death toll would be high. And it goes on to break that down. He said he has no interest in hiding his fervent opposition to an Israeli attack on Iran from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and Defense Minister Ehud Barak. But see, they know that once they start a big giant war, it'll, quote, have to be won, and then no one's going to say after a horrible war, well, you were wrong to start this. And the big mega banks need a distraction. Some terror attacks are needed in America to clamp down on the evil Americans and to shut us up. And that's why the Congress is getting it all lined up right here. By the way, the Russians have delivered high-powered cruise missiles ship-to-ship or land-to-ship, anti-ship weapons, and a bunch of other systems will be breaking down. And here's Paul Joseph Watson's article. Indefinite detention bill passes Senate 93-7. Americans completely stripped of all rights under Section 1031. And they voted 93-7. Rand Paul, of course, voted against it to allow not only Americans to be grabbed and disappeared and no one even know where they went, but it gets even more horrible to have the military, quote, fight terrorists on American soil. And then you go to the definition, the new definition of terrorism in the last 10 years under Patriot Act. Before the definition, you can pull it up, to paraphrase it was, engaging in a violent action targeting non-military targets or threatening to engage in an attack for political or criminal gain. In fact, guys, will you print me definitions of terrorism, the classical definition? The new definition is in Section 802 of the USA Patriot Act, and that's any action that endangers a human life that's a violation of any federal or state law, so any misdemeanor. And that's why per state every year, thousands of charges using Patriot Act provisions. And we're under a civil emergency. That's how they have a 10-governor region, a rural affairs division under the Pentagon that Obama signed 3 months ago. 4 months ago, all of this is lining us up for the total depression that we've already been in for a few years, but it's just going to get worse and worse and worse. And then the criminals that engineered it will grandstand They'll implode Europe, then implode the U.S., then merge Asia, the U.S., and Europe under one giant global bank of the world. Governments will buy bonds. Citizens will have taxes levied, VAT, sales tax, carbon tax, family tax, home tax, travel tax, airline tax, literally hundreds of taxes, all to pay to the private bankers. Total control. It'll all be selectively enforced, just like the power plant taxes are. And it is just total rule by mafia with paramilitary roid heads who love to kill people. Whether they're a returning Iraq vet or a little girl, they're ready to kill. They like it. They all envy the guys on the team, you know, who've killed some people. They all want to get a citizen bagged. It's coming. Sorry. I have to announce that to you. I mean, this is a country that rationalizes 51 dead aborted American babies and says they're not humans. All right, continuing here. The Senate last night codified into law the power of the U.S. military to indefinitely detain an American citizen with no charge, no trial, and no oversight, and an accompanying announcements, torture and kill, secretly execute. With no oversight whatsoever, with the passage of S-1867, the National Defense Authorization Act. One amendment that would have specifically blocked the measure from being used against U.S. citizens was voted down, and the bill was passed 93-7. And remember, this that we were told in the PSYOP in the last few weeks, citizens aren't in it, citizens aren't in it. And finally, the media was forced to admit they were, and the senators went, okay, you are. Get used to it. And they literally got a gleam in their eye. And, man, I was watching them when they passed it last night. I was up here about 7:30 when they passed it. I sat there in the coffee room watching it. And those senators, when they were voting yay, they were saying the names as they counted down from A to Z. And when they said Rockefeller, we were taping it back there, the woman reading out the names goes, Rockefeller. And he came over and gave his vote. He just kind of did a skip and, you know, with his hand like, woo, we won. Just, we'll get this republic one way or another. And, of course, it was his grandfather who publicly funded Hitler, mainline history, publicly funded the Kaiser Wilhelm Institute, got laws passed in 37 states to grab men and women and chop their genitals off, cut women open, cut their uteruses out. People say, well, why not just tie their tubes? They wanted to do medical experiments. I mean, just hardcore. And they were just smiling and getting off on it and seething with evil power. And I sat there in the coffee room, drinking a pollen burst vitamin drink. And I just sat there and I watched it with horror. And I watched their body language and I watched them shaking hands and laughing and just these old evil people just, because they've stolen the country. They engage in insider trading. They give themselves investments. Every crime you can imagine in your face, they're going to take the bank accounts. They've militarized everything. They're going to collapse everything. They don't care. They know for 2 years they've had a 9% approval rating, the lowest ever. 91% of people hate their guts and say they're illegitimate. And they're like, you know what we are? NORTHCOM is standing by. And they're just, you want to hear us roar? Nah. They're just, yeah. And they're announcing, we're going to take your kids for no reason. They're announcing, yeah, in Texas, we've got the average foster kid on 7 drugs and over 70% now are on them. I was looking at the new numbers, it's even higher. Yeah, we take healthy kids, and 2 years later they're having convulsions. They're on so many drugs. And then we cut into their brain. And the local groups doing it get even more money. The more disabled the child is, they take healthy kids and disable them and soft kill them. And we're going to take foster kids and test pesticides on them till they die. And it's going to be a New York Daily News, and nobody's going to get in trouble. We are satanic. Blah! Just in your face. In your face, pure evil. And Rockefeller walked up and she said, she was saying the names of the senators. And when Rockefeller walked up, she was just saying them real normal, deadpan. But when he walked up, she went, Rockefeller. And I saw his little, so he had his alarm and he just did it like that. And yeah, like a victory. Like we're in, you know, at the race car track and your favorite driver gets the checkered flag and gets the win. And you're like, yeah. Just throw that fist in there. Yeah. 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 Yeah! Woo! It's good. The old days, I'd actually scream, but I don't have the voice to do it anymore. I'm like an old man now. Continuing. Another amendment introduced by Senate Intelligence Committee Chairman Dianne Feinstein that attempted to bar the provision from being used on American soil in an effort to ensure the military won't be roaming around the streets looking for suspected terrorists, that's a quote, also failed. So she still voted for it anyways, knowing it would fail. It was like, that's what Rick Perry does. He brings something forward. If it looks like it's going to pass, he has it killed behind the scenes. It's called having cake, eating it too. Continuing. And her idiot constituents will buy it. Feinstein was, and look for Obama to do something similar. He'll probably sign it, won't veto it now, but he'll have a signing statement saying he will deploy it. He will decide how it's used. In fact, they already did that yesterday. They had White House lawyers come out and say, we can already do this, but we control it, not Congress. As I said on Monday, this already happened a few years ago. And with the Belligerent Act, McCain previously tried to get more, where if you even criticize the government, you disappear. How dare you speak of the global crown that way? Take him away. Take him to a dungeon. In fact, off with his head. Just the total overturning of everything America is in your face by a bunch of admitted criminal bankers. Feinstein was able to include a largely symbolic amendment which states that nothing in the bill changes current law relating to the detention of U.S. citizens and legal aliens. But they've already passed laws basically saying they can do all this before. But this measure is meaningless, according to Republican Congressman Justin Amash, a fierce critic of the bill. Some have asserted that Senator Feinstein's amendment, 1456, protects the right of American citizens and preserves constitutional due process. Unfortunately, it does not. It's just more cleverly worded nonsense. That's right, designed to deceive, as he said on Monday. Though the White House has threatened to veto the bill, the fact that Obama administration lawyers yesterday reaffirmed their backing for state-sponsored assassination of U.S. citizens would suggest otherwise. Well, yeah, and they said the executive decides that's why we may veto your bill, because we already have that power. They're all a bunch of out-of-control tyrants. So they're saying this is a dangerous precedent to have the Congress be able to say you can do this because they can say you can't. We fought hard to make the president separate and not under the command of Congress. So you must rebuke this, but while claiming the power, sire. Though you are our puppet vassal, the institution is powerful and is ours, to quote the New World Order's inner heart. Not voting for the bill, or in other words, upholding the oath to protect the Constitution, has been described over and over again as political suicide. The bill puts military detention authority on steroids and makes it permanent. American citizens and others are at great risk of being locked away by the military without charge or trial, said Christopher Anders, senior legislative counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union. I already see cases where they're putting jaywalkers in jail or a deaf person. No one can communicate with them, so they stay in jail 2 or 3 weeks. You know, it is for nothing. I'm seeing cases now where they pull you over for speeding. I saw a case 2 weeks ago for 6 miles over, and they went ahead and took the three kids and gave them to CPS, and then CPS found some other reason to go ahead and just keep them. Now, all the time, you eat a Twinkie or a bottle of water, you saw that case, no criminal record, military family, you pay for everything, forget to pay for the bottle of water and the Twinkie, and as you're going out the door, the security runs over and you're like, oh, I forgot. And haven't we all done that before? I've been in the car before and gone back and paid for a bottle of water or something because the person ringing it up forgets to see it there. Or a thing of milk of my kids wanted or whatever. And they just said, nope, you're going to jail. Your kids are ours. And last time I checked, they were fighting to even get their kids from CPS. They're like, well, that's in danger that you're a criminal. Must mean you're endangering your children. We're going to go ahead and keep them. And remember, this is a government 17 times. We did research. I kept saying 5 times because I've seen that Justice Department number and Newsweek had reported it a long time ago in their shame of foster care headline. And Watson called me and he said, you're wrong, Alex. The Justice Department's numbers are 17 times more likely to sexually abuse CPS than any other group. They are the most dangerous. You're throwing your child into the most powerful concentration of child rapers and perverts you could on record. And they are the people that take the kids, of course. And then five times other physical abuse. Five times. And then now in England and certain areas of the U.S., they're taking children with computer programs, quackery, that say you're at risk to abuse your children. Nothing's happened. It's pre-crime. What about you then with that same logic? If you're 17 times, why does CPS have our 50% turnover every year? Because good people get in and find out it's a pedophile ring and get out. And you're like, well, they'd warn somebody. They do, and they get killed. It's a huge racket. I've interviewed state senators who exposed rackets and were murdered. Remember the lady from Georgia? Great lady. Dead. Killed. I mean, these people are running things, folks. We're going to come back. I'll give the number out. Your calls are coming up. Bunch of other news. Stay with us.
Hey, everybody. Alex Jones here. If you're looking for the perfect Christmas gift, listen up. This will make your holiday shopping very easy. This year, give a seed bank from one of our oldest sponsors, Solutions from Science, to your friends and family. Here's why. The Survival Seed Bank will give any friend or loved one the ability to grow a full acre crisis garden of nutritionally dense, life-sustaining food. And the Survival Seed Bank is not just a box of open-pollinated seeds. It's an indestructible, waterproof seed bank that can even be buried if we face a real meltdown. And here's the best part. All the seeds in the Survival Seed Bank go through strict germination testing, so you can be confident you're not buying old seeds. Give a Survival Seed Bank this Christmas by going to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or you can call 877-327-0365 to give the gift that produces an ongoing supply of life-sustaining food.
Attention GCN listeners, do you have a Patriot on your Christmas list that's nearly impossible to shop for? How would you like the ability to get top-of-the-line, hard-to-find gifts at equally hard-to-beat prices without leaving the comfort of your home? Why fight the crowd? Simply log on to your computer for great gifts and deals for the off-the-grid enthusiast in your family. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find great prices on the most popular off-the-grid gifts available today. At offthegridchristmas.com, you'll find unbeatable deals on emergency backup power, herb and vegetable seeds, dehydrated foods, emergency evacuation packs, solar ovens, gun safes, and a host of truly unique stocking stuffers. In these hard times, why not give a gift that really counts, a gift that could truly make a difference? Go to offthegridchristmas.com and our Christmas video highlighting perfect gifts for the off-the-grid fans in your family. Unbeatable gear, unbeatable prices, no more searching. offthegridchristmas.com. That's offthegridchristmas.com.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Well, I'm not the kind to kiss and tell, but I've been seen with Farrah. I've never been with anything less.
Okay, we are live. We are here and on the air because of your support. We are here actually breaking down the reality of what faces our society, the true nature of the government running our country and the world. The Republicans and Democrats fight over the levers of power, but they are bought and paid for by the same interest. And the general public is still, to a great extent, locked in a debate between the controlled left and right, which is a tiny controlled reservation. We have got to get outside of that. People have got to discover that global megacorporations that are not free market have taken over the government and are using it to shut down their competition. Coming up after I take calls. Draconian EPA regulations to cause rolling blackouts. Critics attacked by White House for making connection proven accurate. And, of course, we went over the fact that the different commissions pointed out the rolling blackouts all over the country last winter were because they shut down a bunch of plants. And the head of the EPA said we're going to shut down massive numbers in 2011, 2012. And now it is being reported by the Austin American Statesman, you name it, that power is going to basically double in price on average in the next few years, and that you're going to have rolling blackouts because the government's shutting them down. But the Statesman says it's great. Wait till I read this. Wait till I read this later, because I want to be able to read the Statesman to hear what the general public is reading and being brainwashed with. I mean, it is incredible. They make it look like the environmentalists are trying to get people more power in this article. The average moron, I shouldn't say that, the average uninformed person in a trance reading this, the average mind control victim, shouldn't get mad at them. They are victims. God love them. It's really painful seeing our wealthy country destroyed. I have children, just like a lot of you do, and it makes me angry. And it's so criminal, it's so over the top, it'd be so easy to wake up to these people and bring them to justice, but instead it's just going to get worse. As we told you last week, now it's official. They're going to have some stupid show, congressional subpoena of Corzine about where the money is, and he's going to sit there and fill them full of a bunch of bull when it's known he committed crimes, it's known he did 40-to-1 bets, it's known he took private accounts. Corzine subpoenaed to appear before our House panel. We've got that. I've got all this other news I haven't even gotten into yet. In fact, I've got the article about the government spying on people's phones and built-in back doors. More confirmation on that. I've got the articles here that I never got to a few days ago about the numbers of foster children on drugs. I'm going to be getting into that report. But it's incredible to see Ron Paul banned from the next TV debate because he doesn't support an Iran attack. I mean, that is outrageous censorship. He's a top-tier candidate, and they don't want him there talking about it when 60-plus percent of Israelis don't want it. The former head of the Mossad is saying it's a disaster. I mean, our foreign policy is being dictated by the Israel lobby to a great extent, and the particular part of the Israel lobby that's super hawkish pro-war. I mean, that is just wrong. And then Ron Paul censored. So now the Israeli lobby is messing with our internal politics. And I'm supposed to just sit here and love it and thank Israel for it. And again, supporting Israel means supporting the most radical elements over there. Insane. Totally insane. By the way, we've got a special deal running if you want to support us, but plus get access to all the films, the nightly TV show, the high-quality archives of this transmission and more, and watch this radio show live. PrisonPlanet.tv, 15 cents a day. It's even lower than that right now. We've got a deal running through December where you can get 44% off on a yearly membership. 5.3 months free when you get a yearly membership at PrisonPlanet.tv.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.